just see inflation skyrocket, the highest rate of inflation.
Well, it's a dry night tonight and dry kickoff to Tuesday, but a hot one again returns tomorrow. Going to stay hot through the rest of the week. Rain chance goes up a little bit, but tomorrow it's around 30% or so for the afternoon, the high around lower to mid-90s. Overnight, Tuesday night drops to lows into the upper 70s. Wednesday, Thursday afternoon, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Hottest temperatures around the middle 90s and feel like temperatures above 100. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Do you need business funding? Do you have an active business checking account? Gross over $5K monthly? Have you been in business for 6 months or longer? 888-972-7436. Quick Funding Leasing also offers, if you own commercial property free and clear, borrow up to 70% LTV. They offer sales, lease, back equity funding, and bridge loans funding, equipment funding. Borrow up to 45 to 65% LTV on equipment you own. 888-972.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh,
when the sun comes
shining through, when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Stop
your sighing, won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
and
the world will smile.
Yeah, like the horns. Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. And, of course, we have a regular crew with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. And, of course, Miss Phoenix Kingsley, friend of The Beat Exchange on a national stage. So, of course, I don't know if y'all have picked up on some of the things coming up. Say, ZeroHedge.com had an article about Dr. Birx, and if you remember, she was a woman with all the scarves that made appearances with Dr. Fauci and started this crazy lockdown stuff with a bogus report from the Imperial Institute that they submitted so that to help flatten the curve so that they could trick President Trump in closing down our country. Now, if you read this article, you'll get an insight on what they were doing. She has a book out called Silent Invasion. I'm not suggesting that you read it. I'm going to tell you what it's about. It reads like a how-to guide in subverting a democratic superpower from within, as could only be told through the personal account of someone who was on the front lines doing just that. And that comes from Zero Hedge article. You need to read it because she didn't get too many rave reviews on Amazon, but she surely got some rave reviews from the Chinese state media, where this idiot, she's a stone idiot, she ought to be held for treason for causing a collapse of our economy. Because every sentence of her book reads like it was written by the Communist Party itself.
Oh, and, I can't hide it forever.
Right, exactly, exactly.
James. You know, they inevitably reveal themselves.
And, exactly.
You know, anybody that thinks that we don't have a real, live, full-blown, Joe McCarthy-level communist problem in this country is either not paying attention or intentionally deluding themselves, because that woman, Birx, is dangerous.
Oh, very.
And Fauci as well. They're like the male and female version of Dr. Mengele. I would trust him more than I would either of those two.
No, without a doubt, because, you know, what it is, she provides proof that she was working for the Communist Party at the time when they orchestrated the entire fake pandemic to enable ongoing vax genocide. Because this is what's going on. This is why they don't want to let everyone know about the adverse effects of the vaccines. When, how many crimes against humanity do they need before these people get strung up? But this is, go ahead.
I know one thing that they're sure not jumping out to tell everybody now,
right,
is that in the time we've had since the vaccine came out and enough of us resisted taking the vaccine, that they're seeing 90-something% of all new COVID cases are among those that are vaccinated and boosted.
Mm-hmm. Right. And see, when they submitted the Imperial Institute report, when the Trump administration reviewed it, they saw that it was a bogus report, that it was nothing. And so when they addressed this with Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, they said they hadn't read it. But what are they doing basing everything of what our president has to do to close down the country to flatten the curve on the coronavirus? But they never read it. So with further scrutiny, the Trump administration saw that it was a copy of another plandemic that Fauci was involved in, trying to force everybody to take vaccines in the 80s. So they had copied it. They knew exactly what they were doing. These people need to be strung up. Crimes against humanity need to be strung up.
And held accountable for the 2020 riots. Don't forget that.
Right. There you go. Good, Phoenix. Right. And held accountable for the riots.
Accountable for keeping the January 6th people locked up for no good reason.
Right. Right. Because all this was all a part of mail-in ballots and to rig 2020. Now, they did find some information, and it was data experts that actually they worked for the government, and they now subcontractors, and they were IT data experts, where Raffensperger, from Georgia's Secretary of State, who, by the way, did not recently win the primary. People, election officials, refused to sign to certify that he won. That's how much he lost. Nobody wants to sign the papers. But what he did, he took those papers with no signatures, and he entered them into the Secretary of State's documents, and he certified the results, but they haven't certified the results. So this man is all about falsifying election documents. Now, he got money from Communist China because he has built his entire career going to Chinese organizations, excuse me, Chinese organizations to get funding for every one of his positions. And so here he's a bogus Secretary of State for Georgia. And then they see that he knew of 30,000 votes being removed from President Trump's vote count, and he did nothing about it. So,
and they gave Trump all sorts of grief for asking him to look into what happened to those 30,000 votes.
Exactly. And he knew what happened to him. They flipped him to Biden. Now,
We're up to 230,000 fake votes in Arizona now, and nobody still will decertify the election. So it's very frustrating. But they've found 230,000 is what's been released, and I'm sure there's more.
Well, you know, their notion of saying that they can't overturn the election because it's already happened is like saying you can't investigate a murder because they're already dead.
Very good, James. Very good. So we're going to take a little break in a little bit, and we're going to come back. In the background, you have Sister Rosetta Thaw. So we'll see y'all in a little bit. Hang in there, James and Phoenix.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo, 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Didn't it rain, children? Rain, yes. Didn't it, yes, didn't it? You know it didn't. Oh, yes, how it rained. I said it rained, children. Rain, oh, yes. Didn't it, yes, didn't it? You know it did or didn't it? Oh, my Lord, how it rained.
See, and so you listen to WGSO, 9:90 a.m. in New Orleans. We're sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America, and Josh, and Phoenix Kingsley, and a friend of the Beat Exchange, on the national stage. So she's letting us know what's going on in Arizona. So I pulled up some more information while on doing a break, and they Raffensperger for the 2020 election. He had 51 precincts with 90% to 93% of the ballots for Joe Biden. Impossible. They said that that Georgia had ordered 1 million mail-in ballots just a few days before the 2020 election. And he didn't order any envelopes. So you had people, whistleblowers, talking about how they were counting. They were given what they were told, mail-in ballots to count that were pristine and had no creases, like as if they were photocopied. But, you know, here we go there. And then... Right. And so they said that 90% plus for Biden in Fulton County, and it was over 152,000 Biden votes that are suspicious. And it was clearly fraudulent. See, none of the drop boxes had chain of custody documents. These are documents of who handled the ballots. Raffensperger certified an election without chain of custody documents. That should make it be illegal in itself. If you don't have chain of custody documents, they cannot be entered into the vote count. Plain and simple.
And they never would have been if it wasn't a rigged election.
Right.
That's really the crux of the matter, is none of this would have ever happened. None of it would have happened, except it really was a rigged election.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, and I don't know. I guess that's, it seems that some people still just have a hard time wrapping their mind around the fact that we really did have a rigged election in this country. This isn't the Philippines. It's not the Soviet Union. It's not Cuba or Venezuela. It really did happen here, and nobody likes it. Nobody likes the idea that it happened. But for those of you out there who are still denying it isn't going to make anything better. It's not going to make anything better. You know, you know, everybody knows that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president, whether they like Trump or not.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what he's done. Look at what he's done. And, you know, and the sad part is that everybody that wanted Obama's third term is getting it. So if you wondered what it would have been like, what would it have been like if Obama could have had his third term? Well, here you are.
Yeah, a bunch of pedophiles. Come on, let's face it, a bunch of pedophiles. If y'all would see these videos, I could only see looking through my fingers what these people are doing. Biden and his son. Pelosi's son had some pretty serious images on his laptop. And they get protected by the 51 intelligence officials that said that it was Russian disinformation that was on the laptops? No. It's exact evidence of them selling our country out to communist China. Everything. They were dealing with communist China during the Obama administration with Biden. That's where the business comes from.
Well, and that one that was in the president in Ukraine that got all of the problems stirred up that caused the war that's going on there now. Not Zelensky, the one that was installed by Obama and Soros. The one that Biden said, well, told the prosecutor, if you don't, or their secretary of state, if you don't get rid of that prosecutor, we're not going to give you $1.5 billion.
Yeah, but dig this. Nanny got a recording of Biden threatening, freaking out that Poroshenko would start interacting with Trump and find out everything they were doing in Ukraine. And he literally threatens the man on a phone call. But who?
Yeah. You know, and yet they say that Trump was threatening him.
Yeah.
You know, Zelensky. You know, and it's just, it's ridiculous. It really is. It's, you know, it's literally, if a Democrat accuses somebody of anything, and I don't care what it is, if they are accusing somebody of anything, they are actually the ones guilty of what it is that they're complaining about every single time.
Right. You know, and it's, there's more than enough evidence to flip it just by changing the states where Trump votes were flipped to Biden. Just correcting that has Trump winning 410 electoral votes.
Well,
Biden only got 128.
Well, yeah, that's a landslide.
Yeah,
you know, that's a landslide by any margin. I mean, it's almost a 4-1.
Right.
Almost a 4-1, and that's by any measure a landslide. I mean, if you're defending a fortress and you've got forces 4-1 coming against you, you're going to lose.
Now, right now, Voss in Wisconsin, who's like the Assembly House Speaker, he admits now that Wisconsin needs to be decertified, but he wants a redo. No. He is deceiving everybody. He got Zuckerbucks. He didn't he didn't let his constituents know that the vote fraud happened because of his involvement, his direct involvement. He didn't admit to constituents that had said that there was massive vote fraud. They reported it to him prior to the election, the methods of how they were using it, how they were going to do it.
But I kind of like the way he's talking, though. I think we should have a redo in November.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's see. After 2 years, we'll give the Biden voters a chance to say what they really do think.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, a redo. I mean, really. Yeah. The 2022 redo. Yeah, right. That's a fantastic idea.
Well, I think Voss is just saying that because he wants to delay it. You know, he can't think of anything.
I'm sure he is, but since he brought it up.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as long as it's on the table, I agree. We should do a whole redo this November. Redo the whole 2020 election, and let's see how it pans out.
Right. Oh, my God. I just wish
there's got to be a first time for everything. This should be the first
time.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's a compromise, and the Democrats can prove, hey, did Joe Biden really win? If he really did, shouldn't be any problem to get him in there on the redo.
Right. But, you know, I mean, it's sad. It's just scary. I mean, Biden only won Georgia by 12,000, but there's 80,000. Votes. Here's Arizona. You say 230,000. I mean, we got to kick
fake
this
votes.
In.
He only lost by 10,000 votes.
Right. We'll be right back after this. See you in a bit, y'all.
Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. Satchmo Summerfest, presented by Chevron, is back this August 6th and August 7th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum at the Old U.S. Mint. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars. For more information, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. A state district judge in Baton Rouge says he'll decide tomorrow if the abortion trigger laws can go into effect. A temporary restraining order blocking enforcement of the abortion ban was issued for a second time last week. Judge Donald Johnson will hear from both sides on the issue. Attorney General Jeff Landry believes the case will ultimately wind up before the state Supreme Court. The Louisiana Department of Health launches 988 as the phone number to dial for suicide prevention to help those in crisis. Don Molino has more.
You don't have to be actively suicidal. This line is available. It's free. It's staffed.
Karen Stubbs with the Office of Behavioral Health at LDH says calls to 988 are answered by trained in-state counselors who have a better understanding of what Louisianans are facing.
In 2020, suicide was the 12th leading cause of death in the United States. Louisiana ranked 35 with 642 suicide deaths.
Stubbs says they hope to change that with the addition of 988. I'm Don Molino.
LRN.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian Kelly.
I'm excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
Winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be.
Is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at tigerrag.com.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Samantha Bender! Samantha Dorr! Some crying, Brother Nona, can't you take on more? But no crying out! My friends, the angel's got the key and you can't get in. I know it rain, you know it rain. Rain too
Sister Rosetta Shaw. Yeah, so hope. But anyway, you're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hood with the Beat Exchange. I'm sitting here finishing out the last half hour with Phoenix Kingsley and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. So, y'all, the DA's office in San Francisco is going through some good things. They dumped Chester Bonin. His parents are in prison. Excuse me. As part of, I stopped smoking, y'all, so it's going to be tickling. Yeah, so far, so good. I was doing fine, not coughing and nothing, but going out in the heat.
The humidity, bring all that fun stuff out.
Yeah. And so there's a new sheriff in town, one of America's most crime-ravaged cities, and the name is Brooke Jenkins. She's a new district attorney in San Francisco, and she jumped right in. You read about this on BizPack Review, BizPacReview.com. And she's cleaned up the mess. She dumped, you know, like, I don't know, maybe 15 of his, well, his rod and staffers, 15 of them, and a massive house cleaning. So if they can do it there, they could do it anywhere. And this was George Soros funded, where he wasn't doing anything but letting everybody go completely ape crazy. And so people in San Francisco got tired of it, California. See, Trump won California. If they could do this, they get Chester Bonin out. Now, he came from Venezuela, actually, and was Hugo Chavez's foreign policy advisor. How you like
You're
that?
Kidding.
Yeah.
That was the prosecutor?
Yes, and he, here's some other stuff. He was there when Soros was rounding people up, soliciting students on campus, California universities, to travel to Venezuela and train for violent protest. He was there then. So, you know, Janet Napolitano was president of the Catholic, the California universities, allowing all of that on campus. And it was so violent, from what I hear, that the professors wanted to have iron doors up for their office so that if they turned on them on campus, then they could be safe. And then all of them put up high fences around their houses.
And that, I thought fences didn't work. Isn't that what the liberals tell us?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Now, here, Brooke Jenkins has to go into the election to see who run. It's a special election, see who's going to finish out Bonin's term. I hope she gets in. you know, because it's pretty good start to dump a bunch of freaked out radical leftists, like as if they owned the justice system. You know, or let's say when judges are paid off and they feel like they don't have to release transcripts, you know, stuff like that, when the system's so corrupt that you can't get a transcript. Because then you see, like, my experiences, they would have seen Mr. Whitman threatening the judge right on record. You rule against me, I'm going to see to it personally that you're no longer on the bench. And he gets to stay to be an attorney. And they removing other, taking other people's law licenses away, but he gets to keep that. Well, for now. Partners might be losing their law licenses. We'll see. But
well, going back to that school in California, could you find a more perfect embodiment of a liberal mentality? Mm-hmm. We're going to train these people. We're going to pay these people. And then we're going to put iron doors on our offices, but forget the rest of the population.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't find a more perfect embodiment of a liberal mentality. We're going to mess it up and we're going to leave everybody else to deal with the mess while we're safe behind our iron doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I like the move the better when you didn't even have to lock your door. Mm-hmm. I remember those days as a kid, and it all got shattered when finally somebody came into the house and stole the TV that we had. And, you know, but up until I was, good grief, 12, 13 years old, never locked the door. We never worried about anybody coming into our house. Nobody did.
Right.
And, you know, America used to be decent like that, and I think it can be again.
Well, you know.
We've got to stop fooling around.
Yeah, well, you know, they had a homeowner that the video was on the internet, and it was on a number of platforms. And they rang the doorbell, and when the man answered the door, they talked to him a little bit, you know, like, oh, we, you know, just chit-chat, and then they pushed him inside his house. Well, he ran and got an AK-47, and he got him out of their house. They took off running. It was on the Ring deal. But I say everybody ought to get one. You know, everybody ought to be armed. You know, because don't leave it for the police to take care of things for you, because you could have payoffs already given to the police. They'll leave you bleeding on the floor, or you'll be bleeding in a hospital for over a month in intensive care. If the police are paid off, then you can't even get a police report from acts of violence.
Well, in 2021 in Chicago, they had nearly 1,000 murders by gun, right? Uh-huh. You know, here's the solution to fix all of that, because it's always these repeat offenders. It's not like some first-time guy, right? It's always these repeat offenders that have been into prison and they get out and they think they're untouchable and they shoot somebody, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's this gangland mentality. And the easiest way to fix that is they need the self-defense laws and constitutional carry laws like we have in Oklahoma. For the first 30 days, there will be a massive uprise in monthly deaths by firearm, but they will all be justifiable self-defense. And then after that, there will be a massive drop in violence of all sorts in that entire city.
Right.
You know, people defend themselves.
What you said, Kingsley?
We need to reverse the liberal ideology of not holding people accountable for their actions. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. We need to stop this liberal ideology of it's never a person's fault. Listen, if you go in like this Indiana Mall thing that just happened, that's absolutely that person's fault. I don't care what their problem is. They made a choice.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And there was some gun activist or anti-gun control activist that was losing her mind that we should not have vigilantes Well, he wasn't a vigilante. That's somebody that, like, you know, organizes a mob or like, goes to seek out justice, right? Somebody did something bad, and then later on you go to get them. That's a vigilante.
Right.
What that guy did was self-defense. He was in imminent danger. If he was close enough to shoot that guy, he was in danger.
Right.
Keep in mind, this kid is 22 years old that took out the armed gunman in Indiana, and he's got to live with that for the rest of his life.
Right.
So where's his sympathy? Shouldn't he get a little sympathy?
Yeah, that somebody was that crazed, you know, that a 22-year-old had to defend everybody.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That 22-year-old.
I was well into my 40s when I almost had to shoot somebody working for the Department of Corrections that was attempting to escape. And I know the frame of mind that I was in, and that guy was about to go down. I had already reached the decision. If he takes one more step, this is what I have to do.
Right.
And it wasn't an emotional, it was just this is a fact. I have to do this.
Right.
And that's a weird place to be in, and I'm glad I didn't have to step over the threshold. And, you know, that kid ought to get some kind of counseling for that, really.
Right. And an award.
And an award.
An award. Right.
And
too.
Some former Marines and get an award.
Right. We're going to come back after the break. See you in a little bit.
Animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org. At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Too dumb, I'm not dumb. Rain all day, rain all night. Rain, 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 rain. Rain, 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 rain. Rain, children.
Rain, oh yes. Sister Rosetta Thorpe. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. We're finishing out this hour with James Neighbors, Overpasses for America, and Miss Phoenix Kingsley. So, yeah, y'all, I kind of liked our conversation tonight.
I know. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of things that we said off air, you know, some things we can't say on air.
We've got a crazy lot of stuff going on right now. I mean, we really need an all-day show to cover everything in one day. You know?
No, exactly. Exactly. See, you know, these House speakers and stuff like this, you know, look what's happening in our own state, where Karen Carpenter, Peterson's under investigation. Karen Carter Peterson, excuse me, let me get it straight. But she was having people writing checks to people, and they were kicking the money back to her, and they were all having a good time at the casino. And so her friends should be charged right along with them, but they play it down. She also used DNC money because she ran their operation. But when they put that on a national deal, they kind of left that part out. But we need to have Baton Rouge needs to have clean house, too. Because we had a, you know, come on. Baton Rouge, bleh. Hey, anytime you could go have a fish fry with people who should be prosecuted by the feds, they might get it yet.
How can you guarantee that your government is going to become corrupt when it gets to be so big that you don't know what it's doing?
Exactly.
and everything's got to be downsized. People have to be, like you were saying earlier, we've got to be more responsible for ourselves. The government needs to be wound down, sized down, cut down, and people need to be left to their own designs a whole lot more than what we currently are.
Right.
I keep telling people there is no way to legislate away stupidity. You can try and try and try, but it's never going to work. We need to stop doing that and just expect people to be smart and hold them to that standard instead of making it okay for everybody to not be intelligent.
Somebody out there is saying you're now white supremacist just for saying we should have standards.
I don't know about all this white. Well, I wear black, so I mean I'm a black supremacist.
You know how they are. You know, right. Anytime you want to have standards, I mean they had a city council meeting out in Portland. Mm-hmm. That they delayed for 2 days because, what did they say, urgency is white supremacy.
That's so crazy. Like, people in Washington, are begging to have a forensic audit in Washington State because they said that nobody has won who's been in office for decades. Did they ever win the election? It's been rigged ever since. And so, you know, there's Washington State. But the best part about it is what Raffensperger has done lately is that Bullock County and Henry County, bogus Georgia primaries, where he's basically reelecting himself is what he's doing. And
that's a pretty neat trick.
Yeah, the counties failed to properly certify their elections because they know it's bogus. But Raffensperger took valid components of his state-level certification and, in fact, his own primary election. And so Henry County is the next county to be found in violation of Georgia election law. So that's three counties right now where this lunatic did not win the primary. But he's playing with documents like he did. Somebody needs to get the hook. You know, this is what I'm saying. You got people in government acting like this, everybody needs to get armed. And like that freak that they put before the January 6th meeting, Thompson's back in slavery. The one that said that he just got mad and said if anybody comes to Georgia about the election's going to get shot. No, he got on television, he threatened everybody. That's what he did. that they weren't going to change their rigged election. He threatened everybody. But he's before January 6th committee talking as if all he has to do is apologize. No, faggot, apologize.
Apologize for what?
Yeah, for threatening everybody. He's going to shoot them. You come here, you're going to be shot. Yeah. Had the nice.
Yeah, it's just, oh my gosh. People apologize? No. I mean, we got so many politicians in this country right now that need to just be cooling their heels in prison. It's ridiculous.
Oh, without a doubt. I say,
amen cool, to that.
I say, cooling their heels with noose neckties, with their feet elevated.
You know, whenever we do get around to it, and I think Democrats will agree, I think everybody in the country will agree that regardless of what party the corruption is, when we get around to dealing with it and the parties that aren't directly politicians that were assisting in their corrupt endeavors, when we get around to punishing those people that are literally by evidence guilty of crimes against the United States, we need to make an example that will be remembered in history. I mean, you know, we kind of remember the Rosenbergs.
Right.
But it's going to have to be the Rosenbergs, you know, if the Rosenbergs were to build a, you know, if you built a pyramid out of Rosenbergs, that's what it would be.
Yeah, well, everybody that's involved in this rigged election is an operative for communist China. So why should we want to be under the thumb of communist China because the Bidens took money from them? Billions. Just recently.
Or the Clintons.
Right. No, the Clintons were the first. No, the Clintons were the first Chinese president.
Well, it needs to be just really clear. Anybody, and I mean anybody, that took money from communist China to further their political career or their financial career, they need to have all of their assets seized, and they need to be given a trial, and if it finds them guilty, they need to be executed.
Exactly. There you go.
You know, no memoirs to write from prison to warp minds later on to twist history around. Nothing like that. We just need to set an example.
Right. No,
we need to have the last word.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, it's what's sad is that everybody wants to homeschool now, considering what they're doing in the public schools. There's lawsuits all over the place. The parents want these school board members charged. And so someone asked me about this. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association is where you can get information. NSLDA.org, Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And they'll have the information for your state laws and contact information for your state organization and info about local support groups and co-ops, because everybody's having homeschool co-ops where they're sharing. So there we go. So y'all, thank y'all for stopping in tonight, and I'll see y'all same time next week on air, but I'll be talking to y'all later this evening.
That's all right. Well, God bless you.
Thanks, Barbara.
See you soon, Ro. Bye.
Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of the road. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu.
The time has come for our nation to come together as a group, as a community, and as a family of brothers and sisters. Have you been searching for a patriot group to join? At AP3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. AP3%. IIII.us.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, la, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, la, Leidenheimer,
that's ranch for bread. Leidenheimer.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.